Welcome to the final debate for today. It's a Group B debate, the last in that group and the last for the day. It pits two schools who currently are third and fourth in the standings. I'll explain that to you in just a bit. As I mentioned before the break, this debate is about cultural pride breeding division. Arguing for the motion is Laurels Model College, Ada George, Port Harcourt. Let's meet the debaters. Asiano, Princess Amara, and Daniela Kenneth O'Hare.
Hello.
Happy to see both of you.
Thank you, sir.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. The first debate didn't quite go to plan, did it? It's an opportunity to fight again. Princess is 15, Daniela is 16. Both are outgoing students of Laurels Model College, Ada George, Port Harcourt. Yes, their school were second runners-up at the Port Harcourt Regional Finals. They currently occupy third place in Group B after losing their opening debate to Great Solid Rock College, who lost a while ago by the slimmest of margins. Arguing against the motion, Government Day Secondary School, Karu, Abuja, meet their debaters, Joseph, Majesty, Onochebe, and Uko Precious.
Hi.
How are you two doing?
Fine.
Your Royal Majesty and your Precious Highness. Majesty is 16. Precious is 15. She's an SS3. Majesty is an outgoing student of Government Day Secondary School, Karu. Now, the Government Day Secondary School, their school, are the Abuja Regional Champions. They currently sit at the bottom of Group B after losing their opening fixture to Vetland Senior Grammar School, Lagos. But all of that can change, if not today, in the third debate. So there's still plenty of fight in this one. Something tells me, because both of you lost your first debate, there's a high chance that one of you will lose two straight debates. Now, do not make the mistake of concluding that you are out once that happens. You'll still give it your all. And it could be a tie. We could have a very dramatic Group B here. So, let's quickly give you a final reminder regarding the rules. Presentation, rebuttal, closing. One moment, please. So yet again, it's presentation, rebuttal, and closing. 3 minutes each. One opening speaker, one rebuttal speaker, either may close. And every speech is marked 4 for content, 4 for execution, and 2 for strategy. So a total of 10 marks each round. 10 marks, 3 minutes, one chance to make your case count. We'll take a very brief break to fix a technical thing, and when we come back, it's time for your debates.
Thursday, day 4, I Beg to Differ National Finals, powered by Julius Berger. The pressure is on.
The arguments are sharper.
And only the boldest voices will survive. At 3 p.m., Venocrest Schools and Ekaport Accord takes on Grace High School Lagos on the motion. Peer pressure builds stronger individuals. Then at 4 p.m., Vetland Senior Grammar School Lagos faces Great Solid Rock College on the motion.
State police will improve national security.
And at 5 p.m., Government Day Secondary School Karu Abuja battles Laurels Model College at a George Port Accord on the motion. Cultural pride breeds division. Three battles, six schools, one stage. 5 million naira. I Beg to Differ National Finals, powered by Julius Berger, is supported by Obiwizi, Card Center Nigeria Limited, New Hall School Lekki, Wakanao, Nigeria Conservation Foundation, and Drinks Dome. I Beg to Differ, the Tournament of Champions.
Welcome back. Special thanks to Julius Berger, our lead sponsor, to Obiwizi, our pioneer partner and gadget plug, to Wakanao, our travel partner, to New Hall School Lekki, our host school, to Card Center Nigeria Limited, to the Nigeria Conservation Foundation, and of course to Drinks Dome Lekki. The final debate of day four begins. Laurels Model College, you have the floor as the proposition. Eziano, Princess Amara, you get to lead the way. Your 3 minutes start now.
English adjudicators, QA timekeeper, and my worthy opponent. There is one question that can turn a peaceful gathering into a constitutional conference in Nigeria. Where are you from? You say, I'm Nigerian. They reply, no. Where are you really from? What tribe? And before they know your character, your GPA, or your intellect, an opinion has already been made. We have allowed what tells us where we come from dictate who we are. My name is Ezeno Princess Amara, and today I stand firmly to support the motion that says cultural pride breeds division. Now let me be clear. I love our culture, our food, our music, and our vibrant clothing. But there's a dangerous line between saying I am proud of my culture and saying my culture makes me superior to yours. The first is pride, the second is division. When cultural pride becomes superiority, identity becomes a weapon of exclusion and discrimination. A 2024 Afrobarometer study on Nigeria shows that experiencing ethnic discrimination can push people to retreat into their ethnic groups, creating a dangerous cycle of mistrust. This exclusion is not just theoretical. We see it in our everyday lives. Before offering someone a job or a contract, some people ask, "What tribe is he?" As if the CV is incomplete without the person's ethnicity. Or does achievement now need a tribal GPS? Ladies and gentlemen, when pride becomes superiority, it creates a deep-seated mistrust. And mistrust creates conflict across 25 African countries. An Afrobarometer shows that 90% of people accept people that are not their ethnic group as neighbors, while the others say they don't trust them. Let's go across our borders. Rwanda is a painful reminder of what ethnic division can become when exclusion and identity is weaponized. Let's go beyond Africa. We have seen cultural and national identities used to force xenophobia and hostility in some parts of South Africa, Europe, and America. Do we even need to mention what goes on in our own elections when voting lines become tribal battle lines? Ladies and gentlemen, true cultural pride should be an open hand and not a clenched fist. It's in the Igbo saying no, the Yoruba saying a kabo, the Efik saying a mede, the Hausa saying baraka de zua, the Tiv saying unuzu zavana. Different languages, different voices, yet all in their own way saying you're welcome. This is what culture should stand for. It should open doors and not shut them. But cultural pride becomes a poison when a man tells his neighbor of 30 years, you are not a son of the soil. Culture should give us roots and not walls. A nature cannot survive when the loyalty of the tribe overrides the loyalty to the common good. Different tongues, different traditions, one Nigeria. That is what we advocate for. Thank you.
A moving introduction from, I finally get the pronunciation, Ezeno, Princess Amara of Laurels Model College, Ada George, Port Harcourt. Well done, Princess.
Thank you.
All right, time for us to move to the opposition. And that tells me Joseph Majesty Onochebe of Government Day Secondary School, Karu, is raring to go. Majesty, 3 minutes starting now.
Who are you? Strip away the title, burn the certificate, empty the bank account, and ask yourself that question. You see that what remains is culture. It is identity. Now, this motion asks us, without being proud of who we truly are, the visors. But the answer is a resounding no. Good day to the moderator, panel of judges, accurate timekeeper, my co-debater, and the audience. My name is Joseph Majesty, Odjepe from Government Day Secondary School, Karu. Standing here to firmly oppose the motion that cultural pride breeds division. First of all, cultural pride creates secure identity. Professor John Berry's landmark research of 1997 reached a fine conclusion. His multiculturalism hypothesis, acculturation models, and national surveys revealed that people who hold a positive sense of their own culture have stronger psychological security, leading to less threat perception, and thus leading to openness to other cultures. Division, therefore, is not born from cultural pride, but from identity insecurity. Furthermore, cultural pride creates unity. A 2020 study in the Journal of Intercultural Relations revealed that societies that embrace cultural diversity develop stronger national attachments. Nigeria stands as a proof of this principle. Despite being home to over 250 ethnic groups, each fiercely proud of their own culture, Nigerians still unite under one flag, under one banner, and under one national identity. With festivals like the Unity Festivals and the Ojude Oba Festivals, we have been told that a beautiful mosaic cannot be created from identical tiles. In addition, cultural pride creates respect for other cultures. UNESCO protects 1,273 World Heritage Sites, from the Great Pyramids of Egypt to the Sukkot cultural landscape in Nigeria. Why? Because protecting different cultures enriches humanity. When I have secure and legitimate pride in my grandmother's language, food, literature, cuisine, I have less psychological need to defend my culture by degrading another's. Pride therefore becomes education and security in respect. Moving forward, division is caused by identity insecurity. Professor Jessica Tracy distinguished between authentic pride, rooted in identity and belonging, from hubristic pride, rooted in ethnocentrism and arrogance. Her research further reveals that hostility towards other groups is driven by collective narcissism, an insecure and defensive type of pride, and not healthy cultural pride. After all, a blooming flower does not stop another from blooming beside it. In the same vein, suppressing cultural pride does not create unity. Honorable judges, if cultural pride truly created division, then suppressing it should have created unity. But history proves otherwise. Between 1874 and 1996, according to the Canadian government, 150 residential children were forced into schools where they were stripped of their culture, their language, and their identity. This was later labeled as cultural genocide, but it did not create unity. Rather, it left generations of trauma, mistrust, and division. Contrast this with post-apartheid South Africa, where the government officially recognizes 11 different languages. South Africa gave dignity to every culture, allowing a historically fractured nation to once stand united. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Joseph Majesty of Government Day Secondary School, Karu, Abuja. And so the presentation rounds are over between Laurels Model College, Ada George, Port Harcourt, and Government Day Secondary School, Karu, Abuja. There's more where all of that came from. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll launch ourselves straight into the rebuttal rounds. Don't go anywhere.
When Nigeria dreams, Julius Berger builds. For more than 5 decades, Julius Berger Nigeria PLC has remained the trusted engineering partner behind some of the nation's most iconic infrastructure, setting the benchmark for quality, precision, innovation, and timely delivery. Today, across Nigeria, the story continues. In the Federal Capital Territory, Julius Berger has delivered the impressive Arteria Road N5, opening new corridors, improving connectivity, and redefining urban mobility in Abuja with world-class engineering. The company is also behind the transformation of the Bola Ahmed Tinubu International Conference Center, restoring one of Nigeria's foremost national landmarks into a world-class facility worthy of Africa's largest economy. Across the north, Julius Berger continues its works on sections of the Abuja-Kaduna-Zaria-Kano Highway, one of Nigeria's most strategic economic corridors, helping to improve transportation, commerce, and national connectivity. In the Niger Delta, the landmark Bodo-Boni Road stands as another testament to the company's ability to conquer difficult terrain and deliver infrastructure that transforms lives, communities, and industries. But beyond roads, beyond bridges, beyond airports, beyond public buildings, Julius Berger has earned something even greater. The confidence of generations of Nigerians. Every kilometer completed, every landmark delivered, every project executed, reflects a legacy built on excellence, integrity, safety, innovation, and an unwavering commitment to national development. From blueprint to foundation, from foundation to landmark, Julius Berger doesn't simply construct infrastructure. Julius Berger builds possibilities. Julius Berger Nigeria PLC. Engineering excellence, building Nigeria, building the future.
Welcome back. Thank you, Julius Berger. Thank you very much to you too, Obi Weezy. Thanks, Wakanao, to Newhall School, Lekki, Picard Center Nigeria Limited, to the Nigeria Conservation Foundation, and of course, thanks to our friends at Drinks Dome. The first positions are clear. Now comes the contest of response. Before we go into it, a quick reminder that you can vote for these contestants. Your voting is powerful and it can tip the scales one way or the other. We've already seen one such case today, as we did yesterday. Voting has opened. Voting opens after the presentation round. So go to our YouTube page and vote. You vote exclusively on YouTube. Search for Nigeria Info. You cannot miss it. You don't get to vote on Facebook, even though you can follow the live stream on Facebook. All voting done on our YouTube page. Go there. Vote for either Laurels Model College, Ada George Port Harcourt, or Government Day Secondary School, Karu, Abuja. If you're not sure yet who has impressed you the more, listen to their rebuttal rounds. Maybe even listen to their closing round before deciding. But by all means, vote before the last speaker closes during the third and final round, because that is when the voting also will close. So here we go. Now, to the rebuttal round. The rebuttal round, we'll switch it. And that means the opposition will go first. That's Government Day Secondary School, Karu, Abuja, will go first. And of course, that also means that we will switch to Uko Precious. Precious, 3 minutes, starting now.
Distinguished adjudicators, you will notice a recurring flaw in almost every argument made by the proposition today. Whether they speak about history, psychology, tribalism, or superiority, they repeatedly confuse the essence of a phenomenon with its weaponization. To accept their case, you must accept that the mere existence of identity necessarily produces division, and that is precisely what we reject. And now let us identify the 4 major clashes the proposition built their case on. First was the clash of identity. Proposition claimed that culture pride produces identity, which means let us go back to the first principle, social categorization. Every meaningful identity has an us. Families have an us. Nations have an us. Even these debates have an us and the them. However, the existence of an us does not necessarily establish a hostility towards the them. Social identity theory explains that humans naturally categorize themselves into groups. But categorization alone does not breed division. Therefore, the proposition needs another mechanism. They need prejudice, they need exclusion or political manipulation. They have not closed that breach. They try to weaken belonging to prevent division. We preserve belonging while preventing division. For that reason, we win this clash. Second is the clash on superiority. Proposition claims that cultural pride creates a division line, superiority and ethnocentrism. But unfortunately, they have collapsed authentic pride into hubristic superiority. Pride says my culture has value. Superiority says my culture has greater value than yours. Those are not the same. And this distinction is important because throughout this debate, proposition side of the house have built their entire case on treating authentic pride and harmful superiority as though they are one phenomenon. Our model does not. We allow people to deliberately celebrate their culture while rejecting the belief that doing so requires you to degrade another. For that reason, we win this clash. Third is the clash on historical evidences. Proposition has cited some historical evidence claiming that culture necessarily bred division in them, but distinguished adjudicators. Let us look at their examples closely and we'll notice a recurring factor. Politicians, extremists, or dictators who weaponize identity for power. Look at Rwanda. Mandani's analysis on Rwanda examines the political forces through which culture were mobilized and weaponized. Therefore, culture was never the problem in Rwanda's genocide. And you cannot reduce Rwanda's genocide to just the existence of cultural pride. And if the harm that happened required weaponization, then the rational response would be to attack weaponization and not attack the identity that was being weaponized. Fourth is the clash on causation. Proposition claims that since cultural identity exists in conflicts, therefore it must be causing them. But unfortunately, that logic is fundamentally flawed. Presence is not causation. Identity is only a medium through which conflicts can be expressed. It's not the force through which conflicts, it's not the engine that drives the conflict. We all know that historical grievances, insecurity, perceived stress, competition over resources are the true forces. Let us take it for example. If culture was the real force, then why is it that if you remove culture, the dangers are not removed? Culture is not the force. And this clash is important because the proposition tries to attack identity to prevent division. But we attack the mechanism that turns identity into conflict. And a solution that targets the wrong engine does not solve the problem. For that reason, we win this clash. And finally, assuming we generously accepted the politician's case, you must now ask them what is the alternative. If the answer is to weaken cultural attachment, you must now ask them what replaces it. Because you don't just tell people who are rooted in their identity to become less attached to communities that give them meaning. We offer a more precise alternative. Keep cultural pride, but reject prohibit discrimination. Freely express your cultural heritage, but reject superiority. Keep cultural pride, but develop mutual respect and recognition towards other ethnic groups. For this reason, and for every other reason we have played before this house today, we are proud to oppose. Thank you.
Thank you, Uko Precious. That was a spirited rebuttal of Government Day Secondary School, Karu. We're teetering on the brink of, how do I say it now? A penalty, by the way. But yes, it was good that you rounded off, but you don't have an eternity to round off. Okay? Brilliant. So now, the opposition have spoken. Government Day Secondary School, Karu, have spoken. Laurels Model College, Ada George, PH. Time to respond, Daniela Kenneth O'Hare. The onus is on you now. You have 3 minutes starting now.
Judges and audience, my opponent has presented their argument, but respectfully, I beg to differ. I heard my opponent say that cultural pride creates unity, but I ask, unite unity with whom? Because the same pride that can unite people of a cultural group can create a war between that group and everyone outside it. We see this in South Africa. In 2026, South Africa experienced a renewed xenophobic attack against foreigners, with foreigners being blamed for problems such as taking jobs and increasing crime rates. I'm not saying South Africans should not be proud of their identity, but when I am proud of who I am, becomes their outsiders, it becomes their outsiders, then pride has become exclusion. And when pride becomes exclusion, division has already begun. My opponent argues that cultural pride creates a sense of belonging, but belonging creates the question who belongs and who doesn't. We see this in the case of the Nigerian comedian Riwori Pikin, whose comedy show was cancelled in Delta State amid tribal and identity-based tensions. Think about that. A comedy show, something meant to bring people together, caught in a cultural division. Instead of asking how can we celebrate together, the question now shifts to whose people are these, whose land is this, where is she from? That is the danger. Culture is meant to be a bridge, but when that bridge becomes a competition for identity, then that bridge now becomes a boundary. You say that cultural pride creates respect for other cultures. Hear me. There is nothing wrong with being outside Igbo, Tiv, Idoma, Edo, or any other cultural identity. But I can say I love my culture without making yours feel smaller. The moment I say my culture is superior, thereby making the other culture in the argument feel inferior, then I have shifted from appreciation to superiority. And this can happen with our food, our languages, even our accents. The difference is not the problem, but the belief that my difference makes me greater is the problem. In conclusion, Nigeria is made up of many groups, many cultures. But when each group starts asking what benefits my people instead of what benefits Nigeria, then our difference has now become greater than what we share. Culture should tell us where we are from. It should not determine who we are allowed to stand beside. So my honorable judges, I'm not asking you to regret culture, reject culture. I am asking you to recognize what happens when pride becomes superiority and identity becomes exclusion. I would leave you with this. Be proud of who you are, but never be so proud of who you are that you forget that culture should not be a reason for division. Thank you.
Daniela Kenneth O'Hare of Laurel Model College, Ada George Port Harcourt, with a firm rebuttal. Thank you very much for that, thus bringing an end to the second round of this debate between Laurel's Model College, Ada George, Port Harcourt, and Government Day Secondary School, Karu, Abuja. It is close. It is close. The third round will be pretty, pretty consequential. Bring your A game when we get there. In the meantime, a quick word from our sponsors.
They say the best gadgets always cost the most. I beg to differ. They say buying quality tech should be stressful. I beg to differ. Obiwizi proudly supports Nigeria Info's I Beg to Differ Tournament of Champions because smart decisions don't stop in the debate hall. They continue when choosing the right technology, whether it's a new or pre-owned smartphone, laptop, gaming device, or lifestyle accessory. Obiwizi gives you trusted quality, nationwide delivery, and pickup in Ikeja, Lekki, Benin, and Abuja. Visit obiwizi.com/IBTD. Use promo code IBEGTODIFFER and unlock exclusive campaign deals with savings of up to 30% on selected gadgets and accessories. But hurry, offers end soon. Smart minds, smarter tech. Obiwizi is your guy.
At Card Center Nigeria Limited, every card is more than plastic. It is identity, access, trust, and connection. And a trusted partner for financial, ID, and loyalty cards. We combine innovation, security, and style to power the future of Africa. Card Center Nigeria Limited, the card behind every connection.
Looking for a school where scholars are shaped and champions are built? New Hall School, Lekki, is now admitting students for 2026-2027 session. From 18 months and above, early years, nursery, primary and secondary, with boarding available. Enjoy a balanced curriculum, modern facilities, experienced educators, and outstanding national and international results. And introducing the Adeleke Olufade Academic Scholarship for Year 7 students, plus our Football Academy Scholarship. Call 0907-000-1524. That is 0907-000-1524 or 0907-000-1521. Again, 0907-000-1521 or visit newhallschool.com.ng to register. New Hall School, Lekki, shaping scholars, building champions.
Welcome back. Cultural pride breeds division. That is the proposition of Laurel's Model College, Ada George, Port Harcourt. Government Day Secondary School, Karu, Abuja, on the other hand, are begging to differ. How would this yet go. One final round, one final chance to turn an argument into an impression, and an impression into a decision. Let's see how that goes. A quick reminder, we're streaming live on YouTube and on Facebook. You are voting exclusively on YouTube. Search for Nigeria Info. You cannot miss it. And please vote. It may come down to your voting. It is indeed close. As we now progress, so the final round, we will revert now to the motion proposers, Laurels Model College. And that would mean Princess Amara. Is there no will go for her school's closing remarks? Are you ready, Princess?
Yes, I am.
You have 3 minutes, starting right now.
Distinguished judges, ladies and gentlemen, a Nigerian may forgive you for insulting their football club. They may even forgive you for insulting their cooking. But you insult their culture. Ah! You have opened a constitutional case. But this tells us something, that we do not take our culture lightly. But the question before us does not ask whether culture deserves pride. Of course it does. The question is, what happens when that pride becomes so strong that we need another culture to stand beneath it? As the great Nelson Mandela once reminded the world, no one is born hating another person. Hatred is learned, and so is the habit of dividing people into us and them. And that is why this debate matters, because cultural division rarely announces itself with the speaker. It begins quietly. A stereotype here, a preference here, a suspicion because of a surname, a decision made based off talent, based off tribe and not talent. And that, ladies and gentlemen, before you know, the person standing beside you is no longer a human being. They are now one of them. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how division works. It doesn't always build walls with bricks. Sometimes it builds them with assumptions. And that, ladies and gentlemen, makes it more difficult to see, therefore more difficult to destroy. Let us be honest with ourselves. I can love Yoruba without hating Hausa. I can celebrate Igbo without belittling ethnic. I can wear my traditional clothes without looking at yours and proving mine is superior. I can say this is where I come from without saying, therefore you are less than me. And that is the distinction my opponents must answer. Because the moment cultural pride requires comparison, it stops being celebration. The moment it requires superiority, it stops being harmless. And the moment it determines how we treat another human being, it has become division. I am not asking Nigerians to throw away their cultures. Please let the drums beat. Let the languages live. Let the festivals continue. And let every community tell its story. But please let no one use the beauty of their heritage as permission to diminish another human being. Because diversity was never meant to be a competition of who's most Nigerian. We're not different so that one group can win. We are different so we can all make this nation richer. And that perhaps is the greatest irony of it all. We inherited our cultures to give us roots, yet we use those very roots to draw lines between ourselves. Mr. Chairman, I would leave with this question. If your pride needs someone beneath you, then it is not pride standing tall. It's prejudice standing on someone else's shoulder. Thank you.
Well done. As I know, Princess Amara, Laurels Model College, Ada George, Port Harcourt. She is an outgoing student of that school. So is her partner, Daniela Kenneth O'Hare. Cultural pride breeds division. Division, we thank you, but we also thank your chaperon, Blessing Igalo, whose work has led you all the way from your regional championships to the national competition. Well done, ma'am, for your good work. But we now head over to the final word of this debate, and the opposition have that pleasure of closing. Joseph Majesty? No, indeed, it is Uko Precious. Precious, are you ready? For 3 minutes, take this away. Your time starts now.
This case rests on one word, breeds, meaning that the existence of cultural pride creates division. The proposition did not rest on that word. Imagine waking up tomorrow to a silent Nigeria. No Yoruba Agbada, no Igbo folktales, no Hausa Suya. Every grandmother suddenly unable to tell stories that carry their ancestors. Every child unable to answer the question, who are you? Will we become more united, or will we simply become strangers who no longer remember what has been stolen from us? Distinguished judges, before we draw this debate to a close, you must ask one question and judge one thing. Who actually fulfilled their own burden of proof? The proposition's burden was in twofold. First, prove that cultural pride itself is inherently divisive. Two, prove that suppressing cultural pride will foster unity. And they failed, because they were supposed to prove that cultural pride itself is inherently divisive, not that cultural pride exists where division exists, not that multicultural societies can sometimes become divided. They failed to prove the causal relationship, which means pride creates division. But our world on the other side was fundamentally different. We had to prove that, one, cultural pride itself is not inherently divisive. Two, the real causes of division comes from weaponization of identity. Three, suppressing cultural pride will not encourage unity. So, distinguished adjudicators, we've fulfilled our burden of proof, we've shown the mechanisms, and we'll give you a comparative word analysis, and most importantly, a solution. Now, to politicians' world. In their world, cultural pride becomes a problem. And if cultural attachment is a breach division, then the most logical reasoning thing to do is to suppress cultural attachment, to make people more less attached to their history, traditions, and stories that built them up. But what happens next? You have not removed political manipulation. You have not removed inequality. You have not removed insecurity. You have simply weakened belonging while leaving the underlying factors of those conflicts alive. But our world is fundamentally different. We do not attack identity. We attack the mechanisms that turns identity into conflict while protecting identity from being weaponized. So here is our solution rests on three cases. Firstly, allow people to freely preserve their culture and heritage. Secondly, make institutions, schools, and governments treat everybody equally despite their cultural background, so that politicians do not easily turn identity for a tool of exclusion. Third, create a safe space through competition sports, so that people with different cultural backgrounds can learn not only to know about each other, but to also coexist and build unity. And where is our solution the best? Because when you simply suppress cultural pride, do you all know that the underlying factor still remains? But if we use our solution, if the problem is political manipulation, we regulate it. If it is inequality, we create equal systems. If the problem is people growing apart, we create a safe system where people can grow and coexist and build unity. But if you simply suppress cultural pride today, political manipulators will still manipulate power. We all know that people that historical grievances will still exist. Insecurity will not die. So in the proposition's world, they attack risks. In our world, it is realistic, trusted, and sustainable. Long after this debate is ended, language will still be spoken. Grandmothers will still tell stories. The only question before this house is whether we'll teach the next generation either to fear those stories and to celebrate them. With this, I leave this house this statement. Thank you.
Well done. Well done, Uko Precious of Government Day Secondary School, Karu, Abuja, 15-year-old. SS3 student of that school. Well done, and thank you to you too, Joseph Majesty Ojochebe, for representing Government Day Secondary School, Karu. Well, in your second debate, you are champions of the Abuja Regionals, and you've had one heck of a fight in Lagos for these nationals. And yes, Laurels Model College, Ada George Potakot, were second runners-up in that regional final, but they've shown a lot of fight. Thank you to your chaperone, Ms. Benedict Ngozi Scholastica. Thank you very much, madam, for the fine work with Majesty and Precious. I'm assuming that your school has really supported them and brought them this far. Well done, and thank you. And to you too, Princess and Daniela of Laurels Model College. Well done. The only regret is that after this, we probably won't see some of you again, those of you who are outgoing. But there's still plenty, plenty to go on a positive leg. All right. Having had the final word of day four, with those three debates, those three questions, those six schools and 12 voices, and beneath every argument, having faced one common pursuit, the courage to think, I can say the students, the debaters, have done their part. Now the judges decide. Before they do their thing, though, please pay attention to your diction and public speaking coach as she shares a thought or two with all of you. Eugenia?
Mm-hmm. Very spirited, impassioned presentations, and as per usual, it gets me thinking, gets me wondering the kind of world we're going to have when you are all running it. Not in a negative sense. It gets me thinking. It keeps me thinking as in I'm in a positive place. So I hope you believe in what you're saying. That's where the importance lies. So let's start with the common one. And I'm going to make that the word of the day today. It's weaponize, not weaponize. It's W-E-A, weapon. It's pronounced weapon. Let's try and remember that. So that cuts across because I heard it from both sides. Princess and Daniela. I heard comparison. It actually ends in an N. So it's comparison. Right? Yeah. And then it's mistrust, not mistrust. Mistrust would mean you are spelling it with double S, the miss in mistrust. Yeah. And then it's determine, not determine. It's determine, even though it ends in M-I-N-E. It's pronounced determine. Majesty and precious majesty. I think that's how I labeled you both. Precious majesty, precious and majesty. Majesty, it's develop, not develop. Yeah, it's develop. And then it's mosaic. The word is pronounced mosaic. I can't remember how you said it, but it's mosaic.
Yeah, the temptation is to say mosaic.
Yes, mosaic, yes. So it's mosaic. And then we've got categorize, yeah. And the word is grievance. There's just one I in the spelling and pronunciation of grievance. Yeah, and then it's phenomenon, not phenomenon. It's also phenomenon. It ends in an N. Excuse me.
So it's not grievance.
Yes, it's not grievance. It's grievance. Grievance. There's just one spelling and one pronunciation. Yes. As I say, weaponize came up again instead of as in weaponize and not weaponize. So it's not weapon. It's weapon. And I'll just say, precious, that... you know, the bell is actually meant to hint you that wrap up. All right. Try and just reword what you're left with and tell yourself, I'm going to finish in 5 words. Do that. Don't try and finish what you wrote regardless, because then you're pushing yourself to the limit and it can work against you. All right. But otherwise, we're good. And so I say my word of the day. Can we all say it together? Word of the day is... Weaponize. There we go. Weaponize. Yeah. All right. We're good,
Tony. Thank you, Eugenia Techi Manson. And so well done to you, Princess Diane and Precious Majesty.
Right? Oh, Princess Danielle.
Oh, Princess Daniela.
Princess Daniela.
My bad. I apologize. Princess Daniela and Precious Majesty. All right, we now go to the adjudicators who listened attentively. I can't wait to hear what their thoughts are on this debate. Chief Adjudicator Tonye Ayafa, can you hear us, please?
Just confirming that I am also audible.
Yes, you are now. You are audible.
Let me just give my thoughts then. So first off, I think kudos across board to the both teams. It was interesting listening to you all, especially because this is a very close personal debate, as we are all Nigerians, we all have tribes we come from that we can relate to. So I'm just going to give one simple piece of feedback, and it's let's try to continuously engage, especially when giving our responses, to actually engage with the teams. Because I noticed at different points in the round, it seemed more like you were picking off what you wanted to respond to and less of just responding to the most important things. Because if you respond to the things that are unimportant, you're not exactly disproving the case. You're just leaving the most important things standing, which are the things that prove the case. So going forward, maybe within that time period between the introduction speech and the response speech, just make sure you are figuring out what the most important things are and how you respond to them. Because if you're not doing that, then there's an obvious gap in the work you need to do. So yeah, otherwise, it was a wonderful round. I really appreciate it, especially on strategy. I thought for the greater period of time, strategy was significantly improved upon than I expected in previous rounds. So yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much, Chief Judge Tonye Ayafa. Now to Judge Joy Adeoma, can you hear us, please?
Yes, please. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Clearly. Please go ahead.
Amazing. Thank you so much. So thank you, speakers, for your speeches. You all did an amazing job, and I am super proud of you all. Just a final comment, which I think would be very helpful, just in case you have to prepare for your next speech or in subsequent rounds. As much as you want to be able to cover everything that you have to say within a short amount of time, please make sure you're prioritizing what is important to the debate and the important questions that are very important to the debate. This is going to guide you so you don't end up rambling throughout your entire time frame, but you're also trying to debate within the area of the debate. This is very important because you then to prioritize the rebuttals that you have to give, and you also have to prioritize the structural arguments which might be lacking in your opponent's side. This actually helps you to be able to build your arguments more and also cover up as much issues that are important in the debate. And I'm also going to commend you all on how well your speech improved. This round was really good, and I also noticed that there was a significant improvement in the strategies, just like Ayafa had mentioned, and I'm going to commend you all on that. So that's all from my side, and good job once again.
Thank you, Judge Joy Adeoma. Appreciate it. Judge Ama Basiakove, are you with me?
Yes, Femi, I'm with you. Thank you.
Brilliant. Let's hear you.
Thank you. From my end, both teams handled the topic with maturity. The proposition did a great job in showing how extreme cultural pride can create an us versus them mindset, while the opposition, on the other hand, effectively argued that cultural pride builds identity, self-worth, and unity before division even enters the equation. But especially, I want to point out a huge improvement from one of the debaters by toning down the theatrics and pacing their speech better. So that's made their core arguments land more effectively, and it was easier to follow. Great job to both teams. Thank you.
Thank you very much, our panel, our judges. We appreciate you all. And now to a very difficult moment. I must warn you that this debate was so close that the difference was not one, it was 0.1. The difference is 0.1, 1/10 of the number 1, 10% of 1. Debaters, you asked that I give you the breakdown, so I'm going to try to do that, even though time is against us. So here we go with the results. Pay attention. for the presentation round. Chief Judge Tunyen scored it 8 points for Laurels Model College and 7.5 points for Government Day Secondary School. Judge Joy Hadume scored it 8 points for Laurels Model College, 7 points for Government Day Secondary School. Judge Ama scores it 8 points for Laurels Model College and 7.5 points. For Government Day Secondary School. So at this point, the difference is slight. Second round, the rebuttal round. Chief Judge Tonyes scores it 7 for Laurels Model College and 8.5 for Government Day Secondary School. Judge Joy scores it 7 for Laurels College, Laurels Model College, and 8.5 for Government Day Secondary School. Judge Ama scores it 7 for Laurels Model College and 8 for Government Day Secondary School, slightly swinging the lead the other way now. We come to the third and final round, the concluding round. Chief Judge Tonyen has it down as a tie, 7.5 apiece. Judge Joy has it as 8 points for Laurels College and 7 for Government Day Secondary School. And Judge Ama has it as 8 for Laurels Model College and 7.5 for Government Day Secondary School. So the total at this point for Judge Tonyen is 22.5 for Laurels Model College and 23.5 for Government Day Secondary School. 1 point difference. For Judge Joy, it is 23 for Laurels Model College and 22.5 for Government Day Secondary School. So the 1 point lead is halved. So Government Day now lead by 0.5. For Judge Ama, it's a tie. 23 apiece. Meaning it's 68.5 for Laurels Model College and 69 for Government Day Secondary School. 0.5. Bringing us to the final 10 marks to make 100. The voters have decided that this was one, from their standpoint, 52% to 48%. 52% for Laurels Model College and 48% for Government Day Secondary School. The 52% is represented as 85.2% on the score sheet. The 48% is represented as 4.8 on the score sheet. Therefore, by split decision, your winner by 73.8 points to 73.7 Congratulations to Government Day Secondary School, Karu, Abuja. Heartbreak for me. Either way you wing it, one fraction of a point will always bring heartbreak, no matter where it goes. This typically would be a tie, but the audience have decided. The audience voted one way, but it felt slightly short. It would have been different if it was 53%. 52% was great, but it fell short very slightly. Congratulations to you, Majesty, and to you, Precious. I like the sportsmanliness of Precious and Daniela. Both of you are brilliant. But there is a lot more fight still left in this one. Mm-hmm. Your last debate in this round, Laurels, if my record is correct, will pit you against, let me be absolutely certain, Vetland Senior Grammar School, Lagos. While Government Day Secondary School will go up against Great Solid Rock. Vetland are current table toppers. Vetland and Great Solid Rock are currently second. Updating the scores will slightly change that. If we impute 73.7 and 73.8, the table looks still the same. Vetland at the top, Great Solid Rock second, Government Day Secondary School now third with 3 points, but with a slightly point deficiency. And the other thing is also the head-to-head that we are considering. We will know all of that in the last debate. Well done to all of you. I don't know what else to say. However, I would say another day of I Beg to Differ has entered the record. Today we asked, what pressure can make of us? We asked, what structure can make of security? And we asked, what culture can make of society? Three emotions, three contests, but one lesson echoes beyond them all. A strong voice may open the door. The strong argument walks right through it. The road to the national crown grows shorter. The margins grow thinner. The questions grow harder. And on Monday, the argument continues. Until then, keep your mind open, keep your questions sharp, and when conviction meets contradiction, don't retreat from the conversation. Step right into it. Think, question, challenge. Because sometimes the most powerful words in a debate are four simple ones. I beg to differ. I'll be here with you at 3 p.m. tomorrow to review the week. And until Monday, when the debaters come right back at 3 p.m., enjoy the rest of your weekend. Special thanks to all our sponsors, Julius Berger, Obiwizi, Wakanao, New Hall Schools, Card Center Nigeria Limited, Nigeria Conservation Foundation, Drinks Dome, and to our very, very productive team, Sheriff Quadri, Executive Producer, Olamide Faduju, who leads the Nigeria Info digital team, Babatunde Adosalam, who handles our digital desk across platforms, Onyeka Eledan, our sound engineer, Sami Uji, our videographer, editor, and all that. Kenneth Odueme, hard-working honk. Well done, all of you. To my very, very wonderful timekeeper, Zanetta Techi Menson. Well done for another great day. And to you, our diction coach, public speaking coach, we appreciate you for today again, Eugenia.
It has been an honor and pleasure doing this week with you.
Techi Menson. let's hope for the best and hope and celebrate with these kids and console them where we can.
Yeah.
And to remember it's a competition. We enjoy the ride and hope for the best. And next week when we begin to enter into the final battles of the groups, may the best debaters prevail.
That's very true.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Check. Holiday packages, check. Visa assistance and more, we've got you. Visit wakanao.com too.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.